And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
No, that's okay. Yeah, these things happen. Okay. Bye.
Telemarketer.
A client canceling her wedding.
Oh.
The happy couple decided to elope.
How romantic.
Very romantic. Except for the wedding coordinator who spent countless hours creating the perfect occasion for them. Oh, maybe it's time to give up Dreams by Constance. It's a lot of work for very little return.
But I thought you loved planning weddings.
I do, but it's getting harder to find clients.
Maybe you need to do more marketing.
Well, I have radio commercials.
On kids' radio.
Yeah, that's right.
Heard mostly by kids.
Yeah?
Kids who won't be getting married for another 10 or 15 years.
What's your point?
It's time to think bigger. Build a fan base. Get people talking.
Oh.
I have an idea. I'll help you.
I've seen your freelance rates. I can't afford you, Penny.
No, I'll do this gracias.
I think you mean gratis.
No, gracias, as a way to say thanks for all the ways you've helped me. It'll be fun.
You're making a big deal out of nothing, Emily.
And I think you're not making enough of a big deal out of it, Matthew.
Hey, guys, what can I get you today?
Chocolate milkshake, please.
And a mystery.
Ooh, is there a problem, Emily?
Yeah, we haven't had a case to solve in a long time.
Wait, you're forgetting last week. The case of the lost kitten up a tree which we found right away case?
You're having the same problem as Connie.
You're not getting enough mysteries, Connie?
The only mystery is how to find new clients for my wedding planner business.
Oh, I hear your ads on kids' radio all the time, and when I plan to get married, you're going to be the first person I'll call.
Great, I'll pencil you in.
Okay.
Thanks for your help, Eugene. I was afraid I lost everything.
Well, fortunately, we caught it in time.
Are you having problems too, Whit?
Oh, a nasty virus on my computer.
Indeed. This virus takes control of an entire address book, emails itself out, and then deletes everything.
Oh.
Connie, Penny, have you recently scanned your computers for viruses?
Define recent.
In the past week. It's rather critical, you know, particularly on a laptop as ancient as yours.
Hey, Eugene, my laptop isn't ancient. It's only as old as Matthew.
Which, Miss Kendall, in computer years, is 127 years old?
Oh, yeah, how do you figure?
Well, would you really want me to explain the formula?
No.
Oh, I would.
Oh, well, you see, all you
but
have
Mr.
to do is...
But Mr. Henri is expecting me at the art gallery, so I can't.
Oh, another time, perhaps.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I'll be thinking about your business, Connie. We'll let those creative juices flow.
Your business?
Yeah, Penny wants to try a new marketing effort.
Oh, think about our business too, Penny. Mysteries.
Here's a mystery for you. Where are my car keys?
Oh, solved. They're on the kitchen counter back at the apartment. You rode your bike, remember?
Oh, thanks. And my bike is?
Probably on the bike stand out front.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, farewell. Penny. Must have a mystery to solve somewhere.
I think you'll have a case in just a minute.
How do you know?
Because I just remembered Penny walked here today.
Oh. You guys! Help! My bike's been stolen!
Ah, this show will be, how do you say, magnifique.
I'm thinking we should group these three portraits together over here.
It makes a good first impression, or impressionistic. That was just my little artistic humor.
I laughed on the inside.
Of course you did. And by the way, I have hung your replica of Rembrandt's The Return of the Prodigal Son in the corner.
Oh.
Go, take a look.
I will.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, mademoiselle. How may I help you today?
I need some expert help with a few works of art.
Well, then you have come to the right place. I happen to be an expert in a few works of art.
They're paintings I found in my grandmother's attic. Mm. I think they're originals.
Originals?
By, let me see, I wrote down the names. Oh, one looks like it's by Winfield Homer.
Winslow Homer?
And Georgia something or other.
Georgia O'Keeffe?
Oh, I brought pictures.
Here, let me see
this.
These are the paintings? The ones you found?
Yes. Do you recognize them?
Why, They look like representations of Georgia O'Keeffe's earliest work.
Really? They look like a lot of flowers to me.
This one? No. It is impossible. It is believed destroyed years ago. Please, mademoiselle, come into my office. Mademoiselle...
Brown. Jessica Brown.
Brown. I am Jacques Henri.
A pleasure. You know, I'd really like to sell these fast.
Well, if they are originals, I am sure there will be no problem. Penny?
Yes?
Will you mind to watch this shop? Perhaps you may start designing the brochure for the exhibit. Think lots of photographs with, how do you say, color?
Okay, I will.
Miss Brown, right this way.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Brown.
Oh, I am loving your shoes.
A brochure with photographs. That's what Connie needs. Wedding photos.
Seriously, Emily, you really think a card on a bulletin board in Finneman's Market is going to bring us business?
Well,
the case of the wilted lettuce. Quick, let me grab my camera, audio recorder, and our laminated list of fees.
Oh, I could ask my dad if he needs any court cases investigated. He said something last night about an embezzler who skipped town.
Maybe it's that lady taking off her wig in that alley.
Very funny.
No, really, look.
Huh?
Next to the art gallery. She just came out, then ducked into that alley. Now she's changing her hair.
How do you know all that?
I was watching while you were messing with the bulletin board.
Okay. People don't normally stuff their hair in their handbags.
Yeah.
Ooh, and she's calling someone on her cell phone. Let's get closer.
She'll see us coming.
Not if we sneak along the dumpster. Hurry.
We shouldn't be doing this, Emily.
We're not doing anything wrong.
Besides crawling on our hands and knees next to a dumpster. Ah, I hope that's a banana peel and not...
Quiet!
He took the bait. You should have seen his eyes light up. These guys amaze me sometimes. Hey, did you get an address?
Paper! I need paper!
Here!
Ooh, it's all sticky!
What?
Pencil!
Let me make sure I got that right. 4462 Clover Ridge B.
4462 Clover Ridge B.
Here, I think this was a pencil.
Oh, never mind. I'm a true investigator. I'll remember.
I wish you told me that before I put my hand in a candle.
So, part one of the mission is accomplished. Okay, great. Bye.
Oh, Doc, here she comes. That was close. She didn't see us.
I hope nobody sees me. I just sat down on the banana peel.
Something is definitely weird here.
Just because a woman walks out of an art gallery, sneaks down an alley, changes her hair, and makes a cryptic phone call about a man taking the bait does not mean something is weird.
Oh?
On the other hand, two kids sneaking behind a dumpster to spy on a woman who walks out of an art gallery and sneaks down an alley to change her hair and make a cryptic phone call about a man taking the bait, that is weird.
Okay, well, I'm going to the address. Are you coming?
Do we have a choice? Let's go.
No way. You could at least think about it.
What's to think about? I'm not putting on a wedding dress.
Why not?
Well, for one thing, I'm not a model. For another, I feel silly.
All right, then you'll have to hire a professional model, which will cost a small fortune.
Why can't you do it?
Because I'm the photographer. But we do need a groom.
Connie, have you seen the...
Eugene! No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not what?
She wants you to pose as my groom for a brochure.
Absolutely not.
See?
That's okay. He has a skinny neck anyway.
Huh?
It would look funny sticking out of the top.
You're right.
What?
We could ask that nice guy who works at the donut shop, Walter.
The one with the orange mohawk?
Yeah.
No, thanks. And I haven't agreed to do it anyway.
Oh, Connie, this is for your business, you'll remember. Plus, it'll be easy. We'll go up to Trickle Lake. It'll be a beautiful setting. It'll be fun. But who would make a good groom?
Hi, everybody.
Uh-oh.
What do you think of my new sideburns? The left one kind of looks like Florida, doesn't it?
Ron Wooten.
Wooten!
Huh?
How would you like to be the future Mr. Connie Kendall?
Thank you.
Emily, get away from there before you get arrested.
It's a public apartment complex with an open patio and a sliding glass door with no curtains. Technically, I'm not trespassing.
I don't think the landlord is going to agree.
Hey, the apartment is empty. No furniture. Nothing.
Maybe she was talking to a realtor.
Sure. Phrases like mission accomplished and he totally took the bait are normal in real estate. So, what's the deal with an address for an empty apartment?
Hey, you kids.
Uh-oh. Oh, yes, sir?
I'm with the apartment security. What are you doing here?
We were just interested in the apartment. Do you know who owns it?
Yeah, the apartment complex does. We rent these units. You two looking for a place for your family?
Oh, no.
No.
Good, because this one's taken. So, I suggest you move on. Have a nice day.
Thank you, officer, security man.
I don't think he trusted us.
Everyone is so suspicious nowadays. Quick, Matthew, hide in the bushes.
What? Why?
A truck just pulled up.
So? Nobody knows us here.
Hey, it's our MW from the alley.
MW?
Mystery woman. Who's that guy with her? Let's call him CG. Cute guy.
I'm not calling him cute guy.
Of course not. That's why we say CG.
It looks like they've got a whole apartment full of furniture in that truck.
And paintings. Look at the size of those canvases. Ooh, MW has one.
They're covered, though.
Take my purse. Get my camera out.
Oh, I hope nobody sees me with this. Here.
Thanks.
Emily, call this a crazy guess, but they may be a couple moving into a new apartment.
No way. Not after we've given them initials for our case records.
Oh, of course. Silly me.
Okay, Connie, move a little closer to Wooten and lean your head on his shoulder.
Really? It's awkward.
Connie.
Okay.
You know, I'm struggling here, Penny. What is my character's motivation in this scene?
Meatloaf.
Huh?
For dinner, as a reward for doing this, Wooten.
Oh, I am so motivated.
Great. The only way I can get a man to stand next to me like this is to bribe him with meatloaf.
Be still, you two. The sun is hitting the water now. This is beautiful.
Are we almost done?
Now look at each other like you mean it. Great. Connie, stop grimacing. Think of happy things.
Oh, okay. Hot fudge sundaes.
Uh-huh.
Play-Doh.
What else?
Discount coupons. Magazines.
Good.
Mousse.
Hair, chocolate, or Alaskan?
Hair.
Oh, we could never be.
That's it. I've got enough now.
Oh, that's a relief. I really want to get out of this dress.
What's wrong with your dress? Come to think of it, I don't even know why you have a wedding dress.
It's a long story.
I'm not very good with long stories. Can you give me the text version?
Sure. Almost got married, didn't work out, called it off.
Got it.
I miss the emoticons.
Well, anyway, it's a beautiful dress.
Yeah, it is.
Say, Connie, you and Wooten look like a real couple.
But we aren't. You don't think people will believe we're really...
You look so beautiful with the sunset over the lake in the background. Oh, it looks like love.
But it isn't. So, what do we do next?
Simple. After I design the brochure around these amazing photos, we'll do a professional email blast to everyone in your address book.
All right, but let's change the names on the invitation first. I don't think we should use our real ones, because we want to make it very clear that we're not really engaged or married.
Okay. What would you like your new name to be?
I don't care.
How about something exotic, like LaShonda?
I don't think I look like a LaShonda.
Okay, then Tallahassee.
Isn't that the capital of Florida?
Oh, that's right. What a perfect match for Wooten sideburns. So romantic.
Okay, let's go with something else.
Oh, wait. Your computer just froze up.
What? What happened to the screen? Why is it changing colors like that?
I don't know what's happening.
Error message? What kind of error message?
Your message has been sent. What message?
Did it just send out that invitation?
Yes.
Well, who did it go to?
Looks like everyone.
Everyone?
Everyone got an invitation to a wedding with a picture of Wooten and me staring deeply into each other's eyes? In wedding clothes?
Oh, but that isn't the worst part.
What could be worse?
Your entire address book has been deleted.
The virus! But that means I can't send out an explanation! Everyone's gonna think I'm engaged to Wooten!
Wonder what kind of gift she'll get.
Yes, it does appear it was the same virus. And it did send the invitation to your entire contact list.
Thank you, Dr. Obvious.
You're welcome.
That's already been confirmed by the 16 messages on my voicemail this morning when I woke up. Can you get my address book back?
Well, I can try. I'll be in the workroom.
Thanks.
Well, good morning, Connie. Or should I say congratulations on your upcoming wedding?
No, you shouldn't.
Your computer got hit with a virus too, huh?
Yeah, I hate it when Eugene is right.
And the wedding invitation?
A mock-up for a brochure Penny was creating for Dreams by Constance. And got sent to everyone.
Oh, boy. Has it been bad?
Well, so far I've had a lengthy conversation with my very concerned mom explaining the mishap, and a message from a high school friend who suggested a good place for a honeymoon, and a call from George Barkley suggesting counseling.
Premarital?
No, just counseling, because he thinks I'm crazy for marrying Wooten.
Woohoo! Hey, everybody!
Oh, Wooten, I'm glad you're here. Look, I'm really sorry about...
Oh, don't apologize. This has been the greatest thing to happen since individual pudding cups.
It has?
Sure. Everybody has been so nice and friendly today. Mrs. Randolph even made me a chocolate cake with marshmallow frosting, which, I was supposed to share with you, but it was mysteriously eaten on the way over here.
Okay.
And Mr. Fishbein from the jewelry store offered me a 20% discount on anything we need. How great is that?
Well, that would be great if we were actually getting married, but we're not.
But while everyone thinks we are, I plan to enjoy myself. Wally Hagler even said he would host a pig roast in honor of the occasion. It'd be like the wedding where no one gets married.
I've already had one of those, and it's not all that fun.
Well, you obviously never had one with me, then.
Well, a party could be fun, Connie. Everyone's excited about the idea of celebrating, as long as it's clear it has nothing to do with a wedding.
Well, I think a lot of people are going to show up. Maybe we should have it in the park.
Oh, that's fine with me.
Mm-hmm. Special delivery for the future Mr. and Mrs. Kendall Bassett.
What?
He was on the sidestep. There's a label.
Congratulations, Connie and Wooten. Mm-hmm. Oh,
let's
no.
Well,
what is it?
Woohoo! It's a four-slot toaster!
This is ridiculous!
Oh, you're telling me. After the countless times that I mentioned wanting a six-slot...
Of course, Mr. Kendall. I'll have Connie call you as soon as she gets back. She must have turned off her cell phone. Okay, bye. Ugh. I'm not going to get any work done today. Okay, coming. Hi, Emily. Hi, Matthew.
Hi.
Are you looking for Connie like everyone else?
We're actually looking for you.
Oh.
Do you recognize this picture?
I remember her. She was in the art gallery yesterday. Oh, no, wait. She was blonde. Is this her sister?
Did she tell you her name?
This woman or her sister?
Either one.
Well, the one who came in the gallery was named Jessica Brown.
Why was she at the gallery?
Speak into the microphone, please.
You're recording me?
Standard procedure.
Oh. She had found some paintings in her grandmother's attic and wanted Mr. Henri to look at them. In fact, he went to see them yesterday evening at her apartment.
He was there? You see, Matthew, I told you we shouldn't have taken that dinner break.
I had to take a dinner break. My parents are very serious about our family dinner time together.
Oh, never mind. Have you talked to Mr. Henri since?
No, but... Oh, he called and left a message, but I haven't listened to it yet. Here, let's play it.
Penny, it's your
No.
Oh, hey, Penny, I...
Nope.
Penny, this is Dr. Pierce's office.
No.
Penny, are you there? Pick up the phone.
Oh.
Hello.
That's the one.
You must be, called screener. This is most important. I have looked at the painting and... They may be the, how do you say it, real deal. Call me, as this amazing find will change everything about our exhibit. Oh, and change your message. You sound terribly suburban and middle class. A true artist must have panache. too sweet.
Okay.
Interesting.
Isn't panache a kind of cake?
Penny, do you recognize the person in this photo?
Ooh, he's a cute guy.
I know, CG.
Oh, brother.
I've never seen him before.
This is the man with the woman who's been acting suspicious, which makes him suspicious too. Ooh, maybe you should warn Mr. Henri to be careful around them.
Okay, I will.
Oh, and tell Connie congratulations from us. And if she needs a junior bridesmaid, I'd be happy to help out, as long as I don't have to wear pink.
I'll let her know. Thanks. Oh, brother.
I'm actually using Dreams by Constance, but thanks anyway. Mm-hmm. Bye.
So, another inquirer about your wedding?
Well, sort of. It was a wedding planner trying to get my business.
Oh, really? How amusing.
I don't think it's amusing at all.
No, of course it isn't.
Hi, everyone.
Oh.
That was an uncharacteristically morose greeting.
Bad news. The pig roast is off.
What?
Huh? Well, Mr. Hagler showed me the pig. It has a name.
Has?
Mr. Hagler calls him Ham Sandwich. I can't eat something that has a name and looks so cute.
What are you going to do about it?
I can't roast him now. We've bonded. I bought him and plan to donate him to the petting zoo.
Mm. Well, there are healthy alternatives to meat, you know.
Yes, so I've learned. I've spoken to a baker about doing a huge cake shaped like a pig. But, Connie, we have to go pick out the flavor.
We? Why do I have to go?
It's traditional for the bride
to... Wilton, we're not getting married. And the party is your idea. So pick out your own flavor, would ya?
But there are so many choices.
Honey, hello.
Greetings, Mr. Whitaker.
Whit, will you please bring some sense to this conversation?
Happy to. But aren't you doing the studio? Huh? Candid Conversations.
Oh, I almost forgot. Come on, Wooten, you're going to help me do the show.
I am?
Yeah, hurry.
Okay, yes,
this is what I need you to do, okay? We've got to tell people all about...
So, what were we talking about?
A wedding cake shaped like a pig?
Well, I think I'll stay out of it.
This is Connie Kendall, and welcome to Candid Conversations with Connie and my special guest, Wooten Bassett.
Hi, I have no idea why I'm here.
You're going to help me make a very special announcement today.
Woohoo! Well, that sounds good. What's the announcement?
Apparently, a number of you have received a wedding invitation from Wooten and me. Although I appreciate all the well wishes and the phone calls.
And so do I. Like this one on line one, I'll bet. Let's pick
what?
Up.
What? Wait!
Hello, caller. Welcome to Candid Conversations.
Hi, Connie. I just wanted to say I'm excited for you and congratulations and thanks for inviting me.
Sure, but that's my announcement. The invitations were sent out accidentally.
So you didn't mean to invite me?
No. Well, that's not what I mean.
Thanks a lot, Connie. I thought we were friends.
Maybe not anymore. Who was it?
I have no idea.
Well, maybe you'll do better with the caller online, too.
Well, I don't...
Hello, caller!
Is Connie there?
Hi.
I just wanted to say congratulations.
Okay, about that. What I've been trying to say... Wait a minute. Is this who I think it is?
Well, that depends. Do you think it's Mitch?
Mitch? Mitch!
Wow, you're the guy Connie was gonna marry. I guess I have a rival.
Actually, you don't, because I'm getting married too.
What?